Yeah, that'll do it.
Introduce sport, some paused squats.
That's probably why I did it to you. Something brand new.
I haven't trained for 2 weeks. That's why too.
Yeah, that'll do it as well. Something brand new and not training for 2 weeks. Mm. What a great way to start.
Thursday Thunder.
Thursday Thunder.
Been a while.
It has been. For yourself anyway.
Well, yeah. We didn't even film last week.
No.
Because it was post-Easter and...
No one wanted to... No, didn't
no, Ari and I... I didn't... I was away.
Remember? Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I didn't get back until Thursday
that's
night.
That's right.
So we missed out last week. Mm-hmm. And then the week before that was Ari.
Yep.
So I haven't been on for 3 weeks.
Yeah. And we've actually got we've actually got some stuff to talk about today because look at all that box. That's a big box right there.
We got lots of new stuff. We got lots of stuff going on. How's your training?
Training's going very well,
still
actually.
Still prepping.
Still prepping.
Yeah.
Still going strong. Yep.
Body weight?
Around 91. Sitting pretty consistent around 91. So body fat's coming off slowly. Still got that band around the midsection, right? You know, hips, lower glute. That's where it all goes. But other than that, it's going very well. Training's actually feeling really good for the first time in a while. Maybe because I've got a plan in place and I feel I've got... Yeah. I train better when I have a plan both for nutrition and programming and weight training. If I don't, if one falls off, I just go...
Well, it's the same. I've got no interest in training if I don't have a plan.
Yeah.
So it's funny. Yeah. I can't understand these people who... Well, I suppose I did it for years too. But people just come in and train and they just sort of wing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess at the same time, you enjoy it. Like every now and then it's good to just go in and do something random, especially if you've been following a program for such a long time. It can get rather monotonous and boring. And
well, it can. I've been doing the same program now for six months.
6 months, yeah.
Pretty much the same exercises day in and day out. Mm-hmm. And it paid off, like just before Easter, current program came to an end. So I did a test. So I got a 152-kilo squat.
Mm-hmm, which is a PB.
Yeah, 196 deadlift.
Which was a PB.
And 106-kilo bench.
Which was a PB.
Yeah. So, and people would ask, what's with the funny numbers? Well, we got micro plates here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you do powerlifting where 500 grams difference.
That's right.
Is a difference.
So a PB is a PB, mm-hmm. even if it's 1 kilo. Yep. But... That being said, I've done the same and I've gone back now and started the same program with the same exercises mm-hmm. again because they worked.
Yeah.
I don't want to change it. And someone actually says, oh, don't you get monotonous? No, because I'm improving. So, and with my accessories, I still apply progressive overload to them. So track them, see what I did last time, try to do one rep more, add more weight. So in the end, as far as I'm concerned, if my accessory movements go up in strength, mm-hmm. my squat, my bench and my deadlift's going to go up as well.
Understandable.
So, but yeah, no, and those, my goal was to break 450, mm-hmm. which is the Australian record, and well, those poundages did it quite comfortably.
Yeah.
And based on those numbers, I would have had the Australian total record, I would have had the bench and the deadlift record, but the guy who's got the record at the moment, he's got a good squat. He's got a 160-kilo squat.
Yeah.
You know, so I beat him on deadlift, I beat him on bench, and hence why I got the total. I beat him by like 25 kilos mm-hmm. on deadlift. But his squat's really good.
Yeah, what was your squat again you said a second ago?
156.
Oh, so you're 4 kilos.
So I'm 4 kilos off that.
Yeah.
Off a 5 to beat the record. So which, seven. 7.5 kilos, 152.5.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I think that's still a year away of training.
Yeah, well, yeah. Consistently, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
But doable.
Mm. Based on how I've been progressing in my squat, I think, yeah, maybe even 6 months, maybe 160 is possible. But we'll see.
Cool.
But, yeah, anyway. All right, yeah, we got a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's been pretty quiet.
It's the first time in a few weeks.
Yeah, actually, so we haven't had too much in the way of new stuff. So I'll just go into the box here and bring out one at a time.
Most
so this
awkward.
Is our first one.
Yeah.
We've spoken about the Gentech Protein Cafe.
Uh-huh.
We've had it in 1 kilo and it's now in the 3 kilo.
Yeah, so obviously 3 kilo of a whey protein concentrate, whey protein isolate blend.
Yep.
It's actually got about 5 different kinds of protein in there. You have 75 serves here, 40 grams scoop per serve, around 27 grams of protein. These mix very, very
more and thicker. I'd go right out there with some of the best tasting proteins on the market.
Without a doubt. These are incredible, especially if you add make your own smoothies. They do have a little bit more fat, a little bit more carbohydrate, but that just adds to the umptuous. It does taste really nice, but at the same time, it's minimal. It's 4 grams of sugar per one serve, which is essentially you burn that off farting.
Yeah. So a lot of people have been waiting for the 3 kilo. So that's available in the three flavors: chocolate, vanilla, and banana. $174.95.
Yeah, so
that
this,
is available now in store and online.
And the 1 kilo also comes in salted caramel.
Yeah.
Yep. But not available in 3 kilo just yet.
Yep.
Cool. $174.95. Beautiful.
All right. And we have got the whey ripped in the choc honey crunch.
Yeah, so this
we had the iso ripped in the choc honey crunch, but now the Primabolic's whey ripped is in the choc honey crunch.
Now, wasn't the iso ripped the choc honey crunch? Wasn't that going to be like a limited flavor for Easter?
Yeah, and I think they did that in this one as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, I haven't tried this yet, and yeah,
so I have. It's really nice.
Choc honey crunch.
Mm. Yeah.
So if
so the choc honeycomb, the honeycomb flavor is there, but it's not. You know, like some of them, it's really there in your face. No, this is, you've got your chocolate and you've got the honeycomb base. It's actually really nice.
Mm.
Not too sweet. Really nice. Again, a whey blend.
Yep.
Whereas the iso ripped is obviously your isolate.
Yeah.
But that's available now, $69.95 until stocks last. Yeah,
and I think we're all stocked up on the whey ripped as well.
We have, because what they're doing is they're actually doing a reformulation on this.
Yes, they are.
Currently. So the new formulation of whey ripped won't be in for about another 6 weeks, I reckon.
Yes,
so we're gonna get really low, because this has actually been, in the last few weeks, one of our best-selling proteins.
Mm-hmm. It is, and I think it aids to its 4,000 different flavors. So it caters to every single one.
There is a massive amount of flavors, and they're all really nice.
I have to get definitely. Yeah. But yeah, available now.
Available now. Crunch. And check out this bad boy.
That is a lot of creatine. That is a 1 kilo creatine.
Yeah. So Zombie Labs having released a 1 kilo creatine.
Mm-hmm.
Just a pure creatine monohydrate. Available now, $74.95.
Yep.
So there's not many companies. The only company that we stock, the other 1 kilo creatine, is the Maxis.
Mm.
During the creatine shortage that we had a couple of years ago.
The creatine crisis, we can call it, the CC.
Yeah, a lot of companies opted out to not do 1 kilo tubs. They only did small 200 and 400, 500 gram tubs, etc. But now creatine, again, is available very readily for the suppliers. And a lot of companies are bringing a 1 kilo back
there
in.
There you go.
So we have got the Max is 1 kilo for $69.95. No, $74.95. And the Zombie Labs for $74.95 as well.
And the 3 grams, we're looking at 333 servings. So it's a value for money there.
But, available but now. we both know that if you want to get good benefit out of creatine, 10 grams a day.
Mm.
A 2 5-gram dose, split up during the day, morning and afternoon. Doesn't have to be around training. You can do it around training if that's how you feel that you're going to get it in. But basically, I just take my creatine first thing in the morning when I wake up.
Yep.
And I take a serve at bedtime when I go to bed.
All right.
Just to keep my creatine levels up. And look, touching on creatine, really, that if you're not using creatine and you're weight training or doing any power sport, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah,
as far as I'm
concerned. I agree. Creatine's been proven to work on so many different levels, from training so many to muscle to recovery.
If you are a fighter and you don't use creatine now, you're actually possibly not damaging your health, but putting your health at risk.
Yeah.
Because the latest research has shown that creatine can help buffer the effects of concussion.
Yeah, especially in CTE in football players.
That's
Lower the damages in the brain.
Yeah.
But that has actually been, that's obviously, don't know how much for that, but it has been proven. So, fighters, endurance runners, sprinters, everything. Creatine is
you're
a must
in any have. Power sport, you should be using creatine.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let's go in here. What have we got in here?
Chocolate
greens are back in stock.
Cool.
And they're in a nice little, a little bit better packaging in regards to the old packaging was so long.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't get the bottom bit out.
Yeah, my hand got stuck in halfway.
You couldn't get your hand in there and you'd have to with the scoop. So they've gone into a little bit more user-friendly container. Yeah. That's available now, $69.95. Still one of our most popular green formulas.
Cool.
Let's keep going. What have we got in here now?
What now?
All right.
Quercetin.
Go back up to Switch.
All right. We're going to just grab all these little ones out first.
So Switch has... Have I got all of the Switch ones? Nope. All right. That's it.
That's it.
So Switch has come out with a capsule range. Now, we spoke about... some of you would be asking, oh, I thought the capsule range was banned last year. Well, yes, it was technically, but what the issue was labelling
mm-hmm.
with capsules. And you'll find now that capsules are starting to come onto the market, but they won't have any claims on them.
No.
So the labels will say nothing about what the product is meant to do, mm-hmm. claim to do, etc. It'll just say what the product is, what the ingredients list is, and pretty much a serving size, and that's it.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. Mm. So that's how companies are able to come back with capsulated products, and a lot more are coming back. They're just going to be very plain label. So if a product is a test booster, mm-hmm. it's not going to say this is a test booster.
Not going to say test booster.
Or, yeah. No, always elevate testosterone levels, etc. There'll be no claims mm-hmm. on it whatsoever. They're not allowed to even call the product test booster.
Yep.
For instance, Legit Supps, they had a product called their Alpha Test, mm-hmm. and it's just called Alpha now.
Yep.
Same product, same ingredients, same doses, nothing changed, just the labeling.
Just the word less.
So some of the ones we got in now, berberine,
mm-hmm.
good for regulating blood sugar levels.
Yep, very good for blood sugar levels, very good for smooth muscle, like cardiac health.
Yep. HMB. Now, this is an old school stuff.
Yeah, so this actually stands for hydroxybeta hydroxymethylbutyrate. It is the breakdown of leucine. So once your body just leucine, your body will actually break it down to HMB, which has been used to, especially in aging, the aging population of people suffering from sarcopenia or muscle wastage.
Yep.
This has been shown to actually slow down that rate and actually increase the rate of muscle loss when you get into that older age bracket, 50s, 60s.
In terms of weight training, with muscle recovery,
exactly,
muscle repair.
Yeah. And then we have some pure Alkar tabs, because we all know Alkar is super, super acidic, hard to take down. So you've got some tabs here and some quercetin.
Yep. So Alkar as in acetyl-L-carnitine.
Yep. And some quercetin, great for the liver, great for liver enzymes and detoxification, et cetera, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But quercetin also is horrible to get in your fingers because it's super, super yellow and stains everything like turmeric, which if you do have, I've got a tub of it at home and I'm scared to open it because you open it and it goes everywhere. So that's a great addition, especially if you are, on.
That's right. Yep. We've also had Primabolics have released some capsule range mm-hmm. as well, and we've got some of those in stock as well. It's things like Tonkat Ali and a few other bits and pieces. So you will start seeing a lot more as the companies now. They're not, some people are saying, oh, they're getting around the laws. No, they're not. They're just complying to mm-hmm. all the laws now.
Yeah.
The regulations just state, if you start making claims on it, then it starts going into the therapeutic side and you need the TGA L number.
You need to back up those claims.
That's right.
It's a whole bunch of stuff. Where this way is just like, and then this is essentially do your own research.
Basically, it really is. And that's what the TGA says. That's fine. You can take berberine, but do your own research into what it does.
Exactly.
You know? But we are we'll educate you when you come
as much as we do,
and let you know as much as possible. But those are available now. Just different prices: $69.95, $49.95 for the HMB, $39.95 for the carnitine, and $49.95 for the quercetin. So they're available now, online and in store. And speaking of the Primabolics, so these are a couple of the Primabolics capsule range. So we got some Tudka.
Tudka, another amazing liver enzyme for the liver.
Yeah.
And the Tonkat Ali there.
Tonkat Ali, which is good for testosterone levels.
And male virility, et cetera.
Men's hormonal support.
We're not saying that.
But, two really good products. They are available now as well, $69.95. Tudka, we always sell a lot of Tudka, mm-hmm. especially if you're an enhanced bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. You should be using some sort of liver protection, and that's where Tudka will come into play.
Very powerful antioxidant. Yep. Yeah.
Also good for non-enhanced athletes.
No,
if
of course.
You're taking a lot of protein and things like that, and you feel like you might just need a little bit more liver protection, well, there you go.
Everything is filtered to the liver and kidneys, so keep those organs as healthy as possible.
That's right.
And take these products if you need to.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going back into Switch.
Ooh, all right.
So this is your Switch Hydrate range now.
So these are the ones without the carbohydrate. This is the ones without the carbohydrate. So we had the Hydrate Plus, which is the carbs, and this is just pure hydrate, same ingredients, same things, except that carbohydrate.
Yeah, so it's basically an electrolyte hydration formula. So you got your electrolyte blend, you got a vitamin and blend etc. in there. Mm. Good while you're training. If you're an endurance athlete, into your water bottle or after training, just to help recover, replenish fluids and electrolytes in your body. Mm. So they have got this one here is a 25 serve for $49.95. Comes in three flavors. I've got orange crush and kiwi watermelon.
And I've got the lemon lime. Yeah.
But they also have got this now, which is the same product.
Ah, but in stick form.
In stick form.
There you go.
So that you can just take on your training session or whatever, you can just take yourself a little sachet with you.
Yeah.
So they're the same price, but there's only 20 sachets in here versus 25 servings.
Yeah. So
it's
like
the same product, same serving size, but obviously because of the double packaging, mm-hmm. the costs come a little bit higher. That's why there's only 20 serves in.
Yeah, but these are obviously great for just versatility. Chuck one in your bag, chuck one in your, and just have it on the go. So it's a lot easier than carrying around a you can't spill a sachet.
No.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, it's just if you want to take a serve with you, these are really convenient. Mm. Or two or three serves if you're traveling or whatever weekend sport. It's easy to put that into your gym bag.
Yep.
Rather than take a whole bag with you.
There we go.
So there you go. Those are all available now. That's it. My box is empty.
Oh hell yeah. Yeah.
So that's it. We had a really big week last week. Mm-hmm. We had a good Super Saturday weekend here at the gym and at the store. So thank you, everyone, for your support. It really is amazing. We all know it's a bit tough out there at the mm-hmm. moment. Everyone's struggling. Costs are up. But we just want to thank everyone for their support.
Definitely.
All right. Just one thing I want to talk about. We're going into contest season.
We are. We are in the last 2 weeks before season A begins. Yep. And it is getting exciting. Yep. All the stuff's arriving. We'll be getting ready for check-ins. What, next week, I believe?
Check-in is next week. So this time we're moving into the shop instead of the gym.
Ah, okay. That's going to be – I wonder how many competitors is it going to rock up.
Yeah. I have already – really emphasize the
address. Should we emphasize that again? Yep. Competitors for season A competing April 21st, the Sunday. The check-in
Tuesday is at the shop.
Yes.
Australian Muscle, the shop.
And then Wednesday.
Down south at Ranella. All the competitors will get all that information sent out to them.
Basically,
what I want to just really quickly is do a huge shout-out to the ICN sponsors.
All right.
We've had really good response from our sponsors this year. And as per normal, Max's and Maxine's is our naming rights sponsor, have been on board from day one. So from the year 2000 when I ran the ICN, Max's came on board as the major sponsor and they've been on board since then.
It's awesome.
So it's our longest running sponsorship, bodybuilding sponsorship in the history of Australian bodybuilding.
24 years this year.
Yeah,
wow.
So massive shout out to Maxis. And what Maxis do is they print all these shirts for me every year.
Mm.
So, 300 shirts, I couldn't be more grateful. To Tony and the crew all at Maxis, I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. So obviously also Australian Muscle and Australian Muscle, the gym, are the official supplement store and gym of the ICN. That sounds really good, doesn't it?
I've done that, yeah.
And then I want to just quickly run through the list. We got our major sponsors, these Monica Scardigno and Alicia Emma. They're our tanning mm-hmm. and hair and makeup, official hair and makeup. Forever Living, Helen from Forever Living, for the last 4 or 5 years has been supplying these massive, great big gift packs to all overall winners. It's each one of these packs is worth a couple of hundred dollars. So thank you so much, Helen. We got a new sponsor this year, Peter from the House of Algos.
I've seen that on Instagram.
Yeah, he's a massage therapist.
Yep.
He's come on board. Peter is really works and wants to work with athletes, bodybuilders, so that's why he's come on board. He'll be actually at the show on the day and he's going to have a little massage chair.
Oh, we did that many years. I remember that. Yeah. We had that many years ago. Yeah. Cool. All right.
So thanks, Peter. And this year we've got Butter Brown Cookies have come on board. We've had a cookie company every year.
Yep.
And last year we've had Half Baked.
Mm-hmm.
Half Baked and their crew, one of their wives is about to give birth. Yep. So he's handed over his sponsorship to Butter Brown Cookies this year.
Yeah.
So they'll be there on the day selling cookies and taking pre-orders for all the competitors. So keep an eye out for that on the OCM page. And last of all, Glam Fit Bikinis have been on since forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Our official bikini supplier. Claire and the crew, they supply bikinis worldwide for every single federation. They do everything right in making sure that the cut, everything is perfect for you. So thank you so much, Claire. Now, the other thing, every year we give out a goodie bag.
Yep.
And we, I asked some of my shop suppliers, and they always come on board, help us out. So we've got a really good goodie bag lined up this year.
Yeah.
And the companies that have all come on board is Faction Labs. Faction Labs have provided 8 gym bags for the overall winners.
Ooh, yeah,
plus damn. A massive, massive amount of samples for the goodie bags. Like, we're talking like hundreds and hundreds of samples.
Yeah, yeah, awesome.
So thank you so much to Faction Labs. Rule one always just throws in and says, yeah, I'll send you out a box of samples, and we end up with like 3 boxes of 200. You know?
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
Hundreds of samples.
Yep.
Gentech Nutrition, Nick Jones, thank you so much. Nick has supplied the drawstring bags.
Awesome.
So Gentech drawstring bags to put all these goodies in. Prana On also provided a whole bunch of samples and some prizes for the overall winners. Red Dragon Nutritionals, one of our favourite Australian companies. Optimum Nutrition and Transparent Supps, which is?
Pump Juice.
Pump Juice.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mike, providing all these samples. So the competitors are going to get a really good loaded goodie bag. So thank you so much to all the companies. And, bring on the show.
Yeah, can't wait. Last 2 weeks, always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always,
fun. Always fun.
Yeah, fun and stressful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So any competitor who hasn't put their entry in, just get your entry in now.
Yeah.
Entries close on Monday the 15th.
On the 15th.
Yeah. So we've got, as we're filming now, we've got, 5 days?
Yeah.
4 entries closed.
Yeah. 3.
Yep.
Yep, since noon today. Yeah, 5.
That's it.
It's it for another week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone. As per normal, this episode is brought to you by Australian Muscle and Australian Muscle, the gym, with online delivery.
Yeah, over that $20. It's free.
Free over $20. Wow. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you've got anything you want us to cover, send us a DM through our socials and we'll answer any questions you've got.
Damn right.
Thanks, guys. Right. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.